Back Talk is an extension of the long-running, award-winning movie review show, It's Movie Time, which airs Fridays at 4:01 and 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM, Columbus, Ohio. Produced and hosted by John DeSando, this podcast features additional content and banter with guests. Back Talk is listed by FeedSpot as one of the top 10 movie reviewed podcasts on NPR.
I love hearing that. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mindy McFan.
And this is Back Talk. Well, Mindy, you're still a young woman, and I'm getting on in age.
Relative terms.
Right. And I so appreciate getting a movie that respects elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one. Nice. We have one called Thelma.
Yeah.
Sweet. What's up with this?
It's sweet. It's funny. Charming. Richard Roundtree is still eye candy. It's impressive. It's 80 years old. I didn't even recognize him. My husband said, "Do you know who that is?" I said, "No." And then I looked at his face and I went, "Holy crap, I do know who that is." And he held up quite well, I dare say.
I read recently that that was his last performance. I don't know what that meant.
He passed.
You never know.
No.
He does look pretty sharp to me.
He sure does. I know. Only thing missing with his leather coat.
We have a 93-year-old actress.
Yes.
June Squibb.
Does an awesome job.
Might have remembered her from Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
But she's 94 now, but when she was doing this film, she's 93. Mindy.
Yeah. And I love that she did all her scooting on her own.
Yes. They had kind of a fancy scooter.
Yeah.
You know, we often think of the ones in Florida with the golf carts.
Right.
But this is something where you could really ride the streets.
Yes. It's just, it was really dear.
So
really
what propels this movie? What, you know, as a story?
Well, it's based on a true story. And this woman gets a phone call. Ironically, my mother-in-law got a phone call just like this about my son, that he was in jail, and this is one of those scams. And so she gets a phone call that her grandson's in trouble. She needs to send him money to help him. She just panics. She gets $10,000 and mails it to a P.O. box. Oh, yeah, that's the movie. My mother-in-law called us.
Oh, good.
When it happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, very believable.
And she thought there was something strange about his voice, but every one of us can be in that panic mode.
Sure.
And not using our faculties as well as we might because we so love our grandson. Of anybody in the film, she gets along with her grandson.
Yes. I mean, there's definitely a bond between the grandson. And I mean, he's so dear and sweet with her and loving. I mean, they are to each other. It's really beautiful.
I love the parallel between her and him. He's kind of lost.
Yes. Well, he's his age and she's her age.
I know. And he can't quite get himself together, I think, right, for an occupation or something.
Yeah, he's young. I mean, that's pretty common.
But in his 20s, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. And the mother thinks they're both doing it wrong.
Who was played by Parker Posey.
Yes,
do you ever remember
her.
Parker Posey?
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with Parker Posey.
Really? Yes,
I've loved her forever in her little indie movies and stuff.
I know.
I'm a big fan of Parker
Posey. She was the queen of indies for such a long time.
Absolutely.
She actually looks very good. She did look particularly good, I thought, in this.
I just love her as an actress.
She's the daughter?
Yes. And the mother.
Yeah, and the mother of him.
Uh-huh.
He's Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And she's Gail. Clark Gregg plays her husband, which I didn't find as a role that was...
I didn't think that role was... I like him. I mean, he makes me laugh in other shows.
Right.
His part just wasn't as big.
Parker Posey's Gail isn't that effectual. She's actually kind of negative, I think, about the situation.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think... What is that? The reason grandparents and grandchildren get along is they have a common enemy. And she judges her son to some degree for not getting on with his life, and wants her mother to slow down her life.
Yes.
So she doesn't approve of either of them, the way they're handling things. And, you know, that's fairly stereotypical.
How does Roundtree come into this?
Thelma knows him and goes over to borrow his scooter. And he's happily ensconced in a retirement home. She still lives in her own house. And she goes over and asks to borrow a scooter, and he says no. So she steals it. And he catches her. So then that sets them on this adventure to get her money back.
Right. So they're back, like a Butch Cassidy Sundance Kid.
Yes.
The two of them off going around town uh-huh. to try to find the scammers.
After she goes to a friend's house and steals her gun.
And you know that old cliche. You see a gun in the early part, you know it's going to reappear. the unbelievable part of this, of course, is that she does find the address. Mm-hmm. That's the key to this.
Right.
Getting the address of the scammers.
Right.
For some reason, she's thrown it away, but then she discovers it in the garbage.
Yep. Yep.
It was actually the garbage of the post office.
Yeah, she finds the P.O. box. And yeah. then, if I'm not mistaken, they watch the P.O. box for the person to go in. And this kid goes in to empty the P.O. box, and they follow him back to a store where he and Malcolm McDowell, of all people, are hanging out.
I will tell you,
these scams.
My spirits were revived when I saw, I said, wait a minute, I think that's Malcolm McDowell,
yeah.
who can play an older bad boy
yeah.
as well as anybody.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
He's the scammer.
Yes. And he's got this young kid helping him. And
Yeah. Another parallel situation where the young kid isn't quite formed yet. Although he's the kind of the bad side of the grandson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you looked at them as two characters.
Right,
you've
right.
got this kid. And we're not used to seeing somebody that young in a movie that bad, it would appear.
Right.
Yeah.
The depth of what they were doing is just survival. And the kid was trying to get by and the older guy was trying to get by. And they just picked a really bad way to do it. Because his lamp store wasn't working.
Yeah. I know, which was a kind of curio shop. Was it a lamp store?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. It's a shambles.
Yes.
Almost, and McDowell can make you sympathize, even though he's a bad boy in this.
Right,
again,
right.
Another case where the acting makes the difference, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
And the actor, any unbelievable parts of this, Mindy? You know, people are going to say, hey, oh yeah, you know, probably a fantasy for sure, a 93-year-old woman going after scammers.
Well, yes and no. I don't know. You get pretty gutsy as you get older because you're like, screw it. You don't have time to mess around. I think it was representative of the sometimes humiliation that can come with the age where you are no longer treated the same way. And how do you react to that? And she reacted to it with a lot of fervor.
Mindy, as we're talking about Thelma, mm-hmm. a little film, June Squibb, playing the 93-year-old grandma.
Uh-huh.
We can't be sure it's going to be around. And in the heat of summer, this is the kind of movie that I really like because I look forward to seeing this. And while it wasn't hilarious,
mm-hmm.
I didn't think the script was that funny. The setup is really nice, and it's interesting to see how you handle something that could be way too sweet.
It was funny enough. I think of I can't remember who it was at the Academy Awards, but said, instead of making three blockbusters a year, could we make a bunch of little movies?
Boy.
And I loved that he said that. I thought that was so beautiful. And I hope that's what's happening. I hope because of Netflix and all these other streaming services that there's a space for small movies now.
Boy.
That they no longer think they have to spend $1 billion and then make $2 billion. That there's a space for this kind of movie because you and I have a friend in common who usually hates all the movies I like. She doesn't ever want to go to that. I mean, she still wants to go see The Sound of Music 1,000 times, which is all good. And the first thing I did after I saw this movie is I go, Sandy, I got a movie for you.
Is she going to see it?
I imagine so.
Can she get out?
Yeah, we went out to breakfast the other day. But it's just...
Good for you, because this is an excellent choice.
Yes.
You're a missionary.
There's a space for peaceful movies.
And our mutual friend has such intelligence and really sensibility. But she just has something about the kind of movies that we like, which are usually a little difficult.
Yes.
Not always. We rarely get something as light as this.
Yeah.
And usually because of your intelligence and your experience, I'm picking harder movies for you, which you never object to, but you know you can see them. So I'm sure you've looked at this and said, because you've already seen this.
Yeah. I went of my own volition to see this. Yeah.
There was a movie that came out last year
mm-hmm.
called The Beekeeper
mm-hmm.
with Jason Statham.
Yes.
And that was a scammer one.
Yeah.
And that very similar.
Yeah.
An elderly friend of his had been scammed, and they just blow it all up. They have a big auditorium filled with these people who are conning elderly people.
Right.
And to get their money.
Yeah.
And I just would say that the reality of this movie is, put yourself in that situation.
Absolutely.
Somebody you really love and you say, look at, you have no time.
Oh, I mean, they set my mother-in-law up good.
Yeah.
About my son. I mean, he was struggling at that point in his life. So it was very believable.
Yeah.
That he was in trouble and needed her. She could have easily fallen prey to that.
Yes.
And for no other reason than if you, especially if you did not grow up looking for scams in every direction. She didn't have to deal with that when she was coming up, that there was all these people. You had to look people in the eye back then. And so, I mean, she was very savvy about it, because we can all be subjected to those kind of things in emails. And it's so bad that I find myself deleting things I shouldn't.
It has been said that that director, who's a first-time director, I believe, Josh Margolin.
And that's who it happened to.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yes, yes, thank you. Yeah.
It's his story.
Yeah. They would have liked to have seen something after she recovers the money between her and her relatives.
Well, I think it was enough to contain the story. I think to go beyond that, I mean, where would you cut it off? The thing I loved about it, and the director spoke of this, is how conscious they were of being respectful as they were making the movie.
Good.
I know personally, I'm not fond of isms. I don't like sexism. I don't like race. I don't like any of that. And this focus on defining people generationally by giving them a name of Gen Z, Gen X, millennials, boomers, whatever that is, I find cruel. As just as they do other isms. It's cruel. Nobody can be defined in a pack unless you're a dog. I mean, it's a horrible thing we do to try to reduce people to these clumps of humanity.
Yes.
And I think this movie did a great job of being honest. And it is different being 20 than it is 80. I thought, like, when he was helping her on the computer, he wasn't condescending. He was kind and gentle. And of course, some of this stuff would be just like if you asked him to do brain surgery, he'd have a learning curve. Nothing was done to humiliate anybody.
Yes.
It was funny, but it was funny about truth things like riding a scooter or whatever. It wasn't condescending to the older people, nor was it dismissive of the younger people as being ignorant or stupid or whatever. All of that was left out, and I think that was absolutely important.
The ism you're talking about here would surely be ageism, right?
Yes, but that swings both ways. People do that to younger people and older people.
And so true in this film with the young grandson.
Yeah.
I don't think we're cutting him much slack initially.
At least grandmother does.
I know, but his grandmother does. And that they close that gap that you were talking about. And I particularly like the fact they didn't fall into the stereotypical track. And she does fall, which is common for elderly people.
Yes. I mean, that's a reality.
Yeah.
But it just like him not having a good job yet. That's what you do when you're in your 20s, try to figure it out. It doesn't mean you're a loser or a failure. You're just figuring it out.
What about autonomy? Does that strike you as one of the topics, a subtle topic in this?
Well, actually, yes, and both for the grandson and the grandmother, where the idea of staying in your home, and in our country at least, unlike other countries, you have any problem, you're shuttled off to some home somewhere.
Yes.
We don't keep people at home the way other cultures find our behavior bizarre.
Boy, isn't that true.
Absolutely bizarre. But the same thing with a kid, that by the time you're 25, you better have figured it out. You better be on your own. You better have a job that you're going to keep. You better have a house. You better... This idea that you're supposed to be all put together at such a young age is insane.
Yes.
You should be going through a process of figuring out who you are. It takes forever.
Right.
Literally.
It's not to say that some situations are not better for somebody than others. For instance, I'm thinking of our friend Linda, who is independent living.
Yeah, but that's a medical condition, not age.
And thank you. Yes, indeed it is true.
Yeah.
Yes. And she's doing very well.
Right.
But she's not with her family.
But that's, if you had some other illness, you'd be in a hospital.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not a foregone conclusion just because you walk slowly that you have to be in a hospital situation or a care facility. And the same with when you're 25, that the expectation is you should be just ridiculous expectations.
Yes.
I don't know how kids do it. The pressure is insane.
And the difficulty of living independently these days.
Yes.
And how many, the enormous percentage, live with their parents.
Yes.
And how we still try to disparage that.
Well, again, that's another cultural thing.
I know.
In America, by 18, you should be on your own. That's it. Cut ties. And then by the time you're 60, you should be living on your own where somebody else takes care of you. It's just the loss of community is very sad because we're all dying of loneliness. I wonder why.
Well, Mindy McFann, the film is Thelma.
Yeah.
It's a small film, as we talked about. I think for the heat of summer, it's delightful.
Absolutely.
And I think that if you want to look at it with an open mind, you can see how this is a case where Hollywood does it right.
Mm-hmm.
Where it doesn't fall into cliches, into formulas. There is something witty about a 93-year-old woman going after scammers.
Absolutely.
But it's not unknown. I think when you're 93, you go after anybody at any time. You will be very youthful in that way.
I wish I could do it with Richard Roundtree.
Oh my gosh. I had to go back to that and say.
What an elegant man.
Oh, just perfect. And that white beard. So I had everything together. Very well.
Just beautiful.
All right, Mindy. For Thelma, what do you suggest to our audience?
Go to the theater and take all your friends that only like these kinds of movies. This is their chance that this isn't going to have to hurt your head. It's got a nice political statement, but it's said in a lovely, lovely, tender way.
If you've got somebody in your family who's going to be approaching old age,
mm-hmm.
And where you have to make the consideration of whether he or she's going to live alone or not. This is a preparation for that. Take a look at this where it works out well when you have somebody living alone because she's able to.
Yeah.
We don't want a foregone conclusion that by the time they hit 80, they're going to go to a home.
Yep.
It doesn't work that way.
No.
And that's why I missed that part of the film. I wanted to see what would have been really slow. It's between her and the family deciding what she's going to do.
Right.
And although I think you're right, you can infer from the movie that she's quite able to live on her own.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a Thelma.
Individual, not an ism.